The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hi, this is Dr. Pankin at Red Rock Chiropractic Center. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. This is an episode that is near and dear to my heart, dealing with the issues of anxiety, chronic stress, depression. While I've never suffered from depression in my life, I have suffered from chronic stress at periods of time in my life, and from it developed anxiety, and I can relate to people out there that have these types of struggles in their life, and I know how profoundly it can affect one's quality of life, one's ability to sleep well, to have good relationships, and to just feel like yourself, feel like the normal you. And so we want to talk today about how we address that in clinical practice utilizing the power of functional medicine. I would encourage you to listen to our last episode of Treat the Cause, where we introduced this topic in great detail. If you look at my website of redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab for Treat the Cause, and it will give you a recording there of the past episode where we talked about how chronic stress in the human body can negatively impact you. We talked specifically about your adrenal glands being little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they secrete your stress hormone called cortisol, and that when you have chronic stress, that many times dysregulates the adrenal glands, creates imbalances in your cortisol levels. We talked about how the adrenal glands also produce another hormone called DHEA, which is a hormone that your body uses then to go on to produce your male and female hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and how imbalances in the adrenals then can go on to create disruptions and imbalances in some of those hormones, and how the disruption of those hormones can affect your mood. It can certainly, imbalance in those can affect depression, anxiety. And then we talked a lot about the body's chemical messengers. They're called neurotransmitters. And examples of these are things like serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, glutamate, and there's several others, and how they regulate mood. And we really try to drive home that many times chronic stress in life is the underlying root cause of a lot of these types of imbalances and conditions that develop. We live in a stressful world. We have job stresses and family stressors and work stressors and relationships and things like that that can all add and accumulate over time. So this type of approach would be for the person who says, you know, my depression, my anxiety, one, is not severe. It's not to a point where they need hospitalization. I fully admit severe cases, they need to see very good counseling. They need many times medication, and they need to get the help that they need. But for the person who has, and many of those cases of depression or anxiety are due to some type of maybe a very traumatic event in life, a death of a loved one, a tragedy in life that really profoundly affected them, something terrible that maybe happened in childhood. What I'm talking about here are those people who say, I don't really have anything, what I would say, overly tragic that's happened in my life that has led to the way I feel now, but it's just kind of gradually come on over time. I've gotten into kind of a funk, and I don't know why, and I don't know what's causing it, but I know that I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I have a little bit of depression, my sleep quality is not good, I don't have the energy I used to have. That's the type of person where functional medicine can really shine. And I want to review that functional medicine, which is something I'm board certified in, is all about helping people find and then treat the root cause of the problem. It's kind of like a mechanic who you take the vehicle into them and tell them, well, Mr. or Mrs. Mechanic, my vehicle's making this sound, or it's not working like it should. Something's wrong, but I don't know what it is. And they lift up the hood and they perform different diagnostics, and they figure out what's not functioning right in that vehicle's engine that is causing it to not perform correctly. That's what functional medicine does. We do an in-depth history of a patient. That forms about 80 to 90% of the diagnosis. And then we run specific and unique functional medicine tests that help us to determine what in the body may or may not be functioning at a proper level. And then when we find that, we try to address that. In other words, we don't just look at a person and say, well, you have this symptom, and therefore we're going to give you this pill for this symptom, and oh, I see you have this symptom over here, here's another pill for that symptom. No, let's look inside the body with specific testing, figure out what is not functioning correctly, and then let's work on trying to restore proper function to the body. And that might be something as simple as a change in diet. It might be some targeted supplementation if there are certain deficiencies, or if the person is just lacking in certain things. It might be some targeted exercises. It might be stress reduction techniques. Whatever we need to do to, in a sense, to nudge the body's chemistry into the right direction, or to remove something that is interfering with the body's own natural healing process. So that's in a nutshell what functional medicine is all about. That's where I got the inspiration for the title of this show, Treat the Cause, because so much of our healthcare today is simply focused on managing and treating and suppressing symptoms. And don't get me wrong, I am not opposed to that in certain instances. I'm for relief just as much as the next person. But even if that is the primary approach you're taking, you still should be at the same time trying to find some doctor or some way that is trained in treating root causes to try to go after that. Try to correct the underlying imbalance and functional problem in the body. If you got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. Look us up online at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. And again, I would urge you to look at our website at redrockchiro.com. We have a whole library now of episodes under our Treat the Cause tab on there, past episodes where we've talked about weight loss and digestion issues and chronic headaches and chronic back pain, chronic neck pain, plantar fasciitis, a whole host of different conditions, both in the world of musculoskeletal medicine and in the world of functional medicine. Also, on our website, you'll find a tab where it lists our many services, but one of those being functional medicine. Pull that tab down and take a look and learn more about functional medicine. What I want to do in our remaining time today is focus on a few cases of actual patients from my clinical practice who suffered from, low energy, chronic stress, anxiety, depression, hormonal imbalances, and how we did testing on them, what their testing showed, and some of their responses to the treatment interventions that we have employed to try to improve function in their body. First case is of a 35-year-old female, and she comes to me with 2 or 3 year history of chronic anxiety. She's tired. She's just tired all the time. She's a mom, and she's working, and she just has very little energy. She notes that she gets headaches around the time of her menstrual cycle. She has pretty bad PMS. Her husband tells her 1 month she's like a T-Rex, and then the next month she's weepy and sad. And she has very heavy menstrual cycles, very heavy periods. So right away from her history, we knew that there were some imbalances likely in her hormones and neurotransmitters. She had had some prior thyroid testing and had been diagnosed with hypothyroidism or a low-functioning thyroid, and she was on thyroid medicine, and it did help with many of her symptoms. She was better, but yet there were still lingering symptoms going on that were not being fully addressed just from thyroid alone. So we did one of our tests on her, which is called the neuroadrenal test. And what we found with her were several key imbalances. And we also did some additional thyroid hormone tests on her. So with her adrenal tests, we found one, her cortisol levels were low. And when your cortisol levels are low, you are not going to deal with stress as well as you should, because that is your stress hormone. In other words, her body was not able to adapt to and adjust to the stress levels in her life because her cortisol levels were suppressed. We looked at her female hormone levels and found that her progesterone levels were low. Well, if your progesterone levels are low, and in her case, she had what was called estrogen dominance. In other words, her estrogen and progesterone were out of balance. That many times is the underlying cause of the mood changes, the PMS symptoms, the excessive bleeding during menstrual cycle. And also going back to that cortisol, when cortisol level plummets, that creates fatigue in the body. We also found through further testing that she not only had hypothyroidism, but she had a special form of it called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune form of thyroid. In other words, literally her own immune system was attacking her thyroid. No wonder this gal just didn't feel right. And so just taking some thyroid hormones alone was not enough for her. We also found out she had some key food sensitivities. So long story short, we changed a few things in her diet. She had some gluten problems. She had some dairy sensitivities. We kind of cleaned those up out of her diet. We put her on some natural herbal adaptogens to try to support her adrenals, her balance, her female hormones, and also to just perk her thyroid up a little bit more. And she much, much better. She has better energy now. Her anxiety levels are much better managed. Her cycles are beginning to normalize. She's beginning to feel like the person that she used to feel like 3 or 4 years ago. She has a return to feeling like her normal self again. And that's the power of functional medicine. This testing revealed key imbalances. We found them, we identified them, and then we went after trying to bring balance. And that approach did a very nice job for her in helping achieve balance. A few more cases. This case also, 35-year-old female, she was suffering from after her last child, she seemed to kind of get into a funk after that, where she was having pretty significant, I would say moderate anxiety, depression, fatigue, heavy menstrual bleeding. And again, we did some hormone and neurotransmitter testing on her. So we did a neurohormone complete. And we found that she had several imbalances. One of her neurotransmitters called epinephrine was very high. And when that level is high, those people usually express symptoms of anxiety. Also, another key neurotransmitter called GABA was low. Well, when that is low, depression and anxiety are common effects of that, or common side effects of that. She also had another neurotransmitter called phenylethylamine, and that was low. Well, that is associated with depression. We tested her adrenal gland. She had cortisol low and DHEA low. And that really, when that is the case, when those are both low, the adrenals are dysregulated, you're going to have fatigue with that. And her hormones, we tested her female hormones, her progesterone levels were really low, and she had estrogen dominance. Well, that was likely the underlying reason why she had the heavy menstrual bleeding. So all these imbalances, neurotransmitter imbalances, adrenal hormones imbalance, female hormones imbalance, do you think that that was a big reason why she was having these symptoms? Of course it was. If she would only have taken strictly a medical approach, she would have been put on antidepressants, and that would have probably been about it. And I don't dispute that they would have made her feel better, but it would not have corrected these underlying imbalances. So this patient, we put her on some special herbal adaptogens and different things to try to balance her hormones and neurotransmitters, and she's beginning to crawl out of this funk that she was in, beginning to feel like her normal self again. Another patient, a 30-year-old female, profound fatigue, tired all the time, and a very successful businesswoman, but when we did her history, she literally looks like she's almost a zombie, that she's in this haze, that she just can't wake up out of it. She does admit to having chronic stress in her life, a hectic, busy schedule. And so I suspected that her adrenals and possibly her thyroid were imbalanced here. So we did some specific testing of both of those, the adrenal and thyroid gland. Again, with this patient, we found cortisol levels very low, DHEA levels really low. In other words, all the chronic stress in her life had kind of dysregulated, in a sense, burned out her adrenal glands. And now she's kind of bottomed out, and she is fatigued because of this, because of these hormones being low and the adrenal glands being off. The thyroid testing revealed not too bad with that, but she had some a little imbalances with that. And so what we did with this person is we changed a few things in her diet, and then we started supporting the adrenal gland, the thyroid gland, nutritionally, supplementation-wise, and within a month or two of doing that, energy levels have shot way up. Starting to feel like a normal person again, she's noting that she is handling stress in her life better. She just needed a little support, a little help to nudge the body back in the right direction, and a simple, straightforward case. But again, it's an approach that helps to find the underlying cause. Interesting case, this next one, a 49-year-old female. She comes in, she's very emotional, she cries easily, she's very anxious, she's highly stressed, she's has terrible PMS. She's a bear to be around during the time of her monthly cycle. She has very heavy bleeding. And again, suspicion of hormone neurotransmitter imbalances here. What we found with her is with her adrenals, her cortisol levels were very low, and her DHEA levels were very high, so her adrenal glands were really imbalanced. She was not managing this chronic stress very well, and it was really causing troubles with her adrenal glands. We also looked at her hormones, and as so often the case with females that have menstrual cycle irregularities, horrible PMS, her hormones were imbalanced. Her progesterone was way too low. Her estrogen was way too high, probably 90% of the time. That's what we find when we do testing. And so now we are working on, again, getting balance back to these hormones, and she is starting to feel better. Her cycles are beginning to normalize. Her anxiety, her emotions are becoming better balanced. Again, this is all without any unnatural chemicals or drugs. These are natural herbal type compounds, vitamins, minerals, things that we use to help balance changes in lifestyle. changes in how they manage stress. Next patient, 44-year-old female. She has just mild depression, but it's kind of with her. Almost much of her life she's had it. She has hormonal headaches. In other words, she gets to the time of her menstrual cycle, and boy, she has a spike in headaches at that time. She has a past history of a hysterectomy, so we knew from that she had some type of hormonal imbalances in her past. We looked at her neurotransmitters because those chemical messengers really regulate mood in the body, and we found that her GABA levels were very high, and when that's high, that dampens your mood. She had low norepinephrine, and that is associated with depression. Her adrenal glands, low functioning, cortisol low, and that is associated with chronic stress that dysregulates the adrenals. Again, her hormones, guess what we found? Progesterone too low, estrogen dominance too high, things were imbalanced. We got her better balanced. I just saw her actually a couple days ago, and her headaches related to her menstrual cycle are pretty much gone. Her mood has improved, and she's just feeling like a much better, more normal person again, feeling like herself. Finally, a couple other simple cases. One is an 18-year-old female. She has anxiety. She's very emotional. She has some psychological issues. She has some menstrual type issues. And she many times completely missed her period. She would go for months sometimes at a time and not have that. She wanted to have kids someday, and she knew, boy, if she didn't get this normalized, that someday when she got married, she might have difficulty. She knew something was imbalanced and sought out functional medicine to try to help restore balance. And what we found with her neurotransmitter testing, her epinephrine levels were low. That's associated with anxiety. Her phenethylamine levels were low. That's associated with depression. Her adrenals, her cortisol was low. DHEA was high. And her hormones, her progesterone was low again. Imbalances. That's the key, is imbalance in the hormonal and neurotransmitter system. We got her going on some things to help restore balance to her system. Her menstrual cycles have normalized. Her anxiety levels have gone way down, and she feels just more stable emotionally. You know, in conclusion, I would say this. We went through several cases here. Several cases of just average everyday, they were all in this case females, but this affects men too. Average everyday people who, you know, they've had no major tragedies in their life. They're just busy everyday working people trying to manage the stresses of life. And over time, the stresses that they were subject to, in a sense, kind of overtook them a little bit. It began to dysregulate their hormones and neurotransmitters, and they found themselves in a place in their life where they didn't want to be, where they were suffering from the effects of that chronic stress, anxiety, depression, low energy, dysregulated hormones or imbalances there affecting menstrual cycle. And we see this in men too, where it affects their libido and their sex drive. So it can also affect men in that way. The bottom line is this: look to find the root cause. Don't just settle for symptomatic relief. Don't just settle for popping pills for every single symptom and ailment that you have. Try to address the cause. And functional medicine, I'm not sitting here and telling you that I can fix everything and that we can find always the root cause of everything. But in a whole variety of cases, and these are just recent examples from my practice, we were able to find many of the underlying root causes and work with these fine people to address it, to help to restore better harmony to their body, better balance, and bring better health. I would encourage you to join us for our next episode of Treat the Cause. It's going to air on the 13th of October. And we're going to talk about people that have chronic knee pain, people that have arthritis in their knees, people that have had pain many times for years due to bursitis, tendonitis, things of that nature. And we're going to talk about a conservative, non-drug, non-surgical approach that can help probably 80 to 90% of these. So I would encourage you to join us for that episode. Thank you for being a listener of Treat the Cause, where we're all about helping you find root causes and to go after treatment of that root cause. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.